Now, you might remember a few weeks ago, we spoke with Jennifer Brandel. She's from a group called Harken, which is basically a new way of you letting us know the stories that matter to you so we can make sure 2SER is answering the right questions. Well, right now on the 2SER website, you can actually find and fill in a section with the big questions that you want answered. And honestly, you haven't disappointed us. In fact, we're turning it to a brand new segment called Seeking Sydney that you can get part of our Razor's Edge show. And in fact, the first episode is up on the website now, exploring the slightly odd question of how there came to be a Bruce Lee statue at Kogarah. Now, with me on the line is producer Jesse Begley. Jesse, good morning.
Morning, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure, mate. Now, let's talk a little bit about Seeking Sydney, because I'm quite curious how we go from the questions we're getting, and I know we're getting quite a few, to how we decide which ones we're going to be answering.
Yeah, so we're opening it up to the public and getting all those interesting 2SER listeners to give them a bit of a voice. So they can submit their question online at our website, and then we get all the questions. What we're going to do is put them all up for a voting round. We find the most interesting ones and from little creative minds out there. And, and it goes back to 2SER listeners to vote on. And, the one that gets the pick, we chase. We chase down the question and find it for everybody.
Well, look, it's going to be tough for the voting round, I think, because I've been getting a little bit of a sneak peek at some of the questions, and there's some great stuff being asked.
Yeah, I know. It's when you really kind of ask the public, you know, some of these, to open their minds about some of the curious things happening around Sydney, there's some interesting ones. It's going to be nice to go out there and do some urban journalism, I think, you know, like really chase down some of these questions.
Well, there's so many things I want answered. And one of my big ones, this has been bothering me for 20 years here. Sorry, excuse me, just a bit of a rant here. Mm. What the bloody hell happened to Strawberry Hills? Because when I first moved to Sydney, I was living in Surry Hills. That meant there was the Strawberry Hills Hotel near me, then a whole chunk of Surry Hills, then the Strawberry Hills branch of the Commonwealth Bank, then a whole chunk of Surry Hills, and then the Strawberry Hills Post Office, which meant, as far as I could tell, Strawberry Hills was three isolated buildings that existed within Surry Hills. Whatever happened to poor old Strawberry Hills?
Yeah,
I might pop that in. I'm going to pop that in as a question. I'm bothered about this and I need to know. Look, we
Absolutely.
Did chase down the completely weird Bruce Lee statue that's happening in Kogarah. I'm going to play the quick trailer you've put together for that particular episode. We'll chat straight after this.
Great.
Bruce Lee was a superb athlete and was the most iconic martial arts superstar. However, I do wonder why he has a statue in Kogarah. Quite odd.
Whilst Bruce Lee is awesome, I don't understand the significance of this statue in this location. Very random.
I walk past this statue and have absolutely no idea what it is or what it's about. I know who Bruce Lee was, but I don't know what his connection to Kogarah is.
The Bruce Lee statue in Kogarah. Number 5 of 15 things to do in this southern Sydney suburb, after the Oz Sea Sailing School and Jai Tong Thai Massage, according to TripAdvisor. And if TripAdvisor is anything to go by, this 2-metre statue has people scratching their heads. Why is there a Bruce Lee statue in Kogarah? This is Seeking Sydney, where we answer the questions you have about this harbour city.
We do indeed answer those questions, or we will be at least. Now, that was a great taster. I think that whole episode of the Bruce Lee one's quite entertaining.
Yeah, look, I think it's good to, with so much news going on right now, Nick, you know, like internationally and then nationally, you get getting bombarded a lot of the time by so many, from so many different areas. It's kind of nice to answer some questions like, from people's backyard, you know?
It is.
Do a bit of, like, local news again for people. And news that's kind of crowdfunded in its own way.
Well, look, I know you can't probably say too much about what's happening for the next episode, so I won't pester you about it, but I am looking forward to it. It's all going to be part of Razor's Edge. We'll make sure we let people know when it's coming up so they can tune in. Jesse, thank you very much.
All good, yeah. So we've got the we've got the Bruce Lee again premiering tonight. We're playing it at 7:30 on Razor's Edge,
excellent.
Well as some other really good packages from everybody out there for New South Wales for their current affairs.
Thank you very much, mate. Take care.
Thanks, Nick.
Jesse Begley there. He's a producer with Razor's Edge and will be working on Seeking Sydney. And as we said, go to 2SER.com, find the Harkin box, fill in your questions. We desperately want to know what you want answered about Sydney.